spinning top. Spin to win.
Hi, my dear micromanaged and micromanaging listeners. I am your once micromanaged, but never micromanaging host, Shefali. You know what micromanagement is? When your manager lingers about your work desk, or pulls a chair next to you and tells you what should be done, critically examines every little thing you do, and essentially robs you of all the happiness that you could have gotten from your work, then you are being micromanaged. Dear listener, if you ever feel like you are being watched, if you feel like someone's eyes are drilling tiny little holes in the back of your neck, and if you want to turn around and tell this person to leave you alone, but you can't, then you are being micromanaged. Being micromanaged is the scrummiest of all feelings that you can ever get in any workplace. It is designed to make you feel like you do not know your job. And what is even worse is that it is perpetrated by someone who actually does not know your job. I have been through this horrible experience both as a graphic designer and as a project manager. As a graphic designer, because you see everyone and their sons and daughters and brothers and sisters and wives and husbands are artists. And so everyone thinks that they can handhold an experienced graphic designer. I remember squirming in my seat trying to keep my cool while the micromanager tried to anticipate every move of mine only to hijack it. This happened long back, but here is how it went as I worked to create graphics for an e-learning lesson in Photoshop, my all-time favorite image editing software.
Create a new layer.
I was going to do it anyway.
Use the paint bucket.
Not my preferred tool. I prefer brushes.
Not that color. It's too bright. Americans like low saturation colors. Use beige. Use a light but bright beige.
Beige will dull the image. And hello, beige isn't bright.
Make it beige, okay? I know what I'm saying and I have a very strong color sense.
Of course, all bosses have a very strong sense for everything.
Make it a little darker and add a bit of yellow in it.
It's looking horrible. The color of crap, if you ask me.
Increase the size of the character's hand by 10%.
I have made it in the right proportion to the body.
I have a very strong sense of proportions and that hand should definitely be bigger.
You remember what I said earlier? Bosses have a very strong sense for everything.
Maybe you're right. That's a little too big. Make it 5% bigger instead of 10%.
Can you see fumes coming out of my ears?
Yeah, that definitely looks better. It looks better. Can you put that hand in a red boxing glove?
Now I'm on the verge of losing it. This is what I'd like to say. How about I breathe life into the character and ask him to punch you in the face? Huh? How about that? That'll reduce the size of your soul and head and set your proportions right. The designer in this case, yours truly, and for want of a better word, the micromanager, remained silent, grunting unintelligible somethings under her breath. At another time in my life, as a project manager, I was micromanaged. Though, for a smaller period of time, because every senior project manager acts like he or she were born with a laptop in their hand, pouring out presentations after presentations after presentations. Try to imagine it. The glorious event of the birth of a micromanager. A baby who, instead of bawling upon entering the world, snaps its fingers and tells the doctor how exactly the umbilical cord must be cut, at what point, with which instrument, and definitely not until after it has stopped pulsating. I leave it to you to do a verbal sketch of your micromanager. If you add it as an audio comment at anchor.fm/Shefali-Anand, I'll include it in one of my future podcasts. But hey, those were just the workplace managers. In life too, managers abound. There is always an uncle or an aunt or even a friend, and in many cases, a mother-in-law or a father-in-law, whose dreams of directorship end with directing anyone on doing anything. So if you are in the kitchen, you are told how to turn the rolling pin so that the chapatis turn out circular. When your own method produces circularer chapatis than those created by the micromanaging kitchen managers themselves. Actually, I have spent a lot of time of this podcast on sketching out the micromanagement bit for you. I did it because I was enjoying it too much. So let's come to the point. We, the ones who suffer under their micro lenses, tend to believe that they micromanage because they look down upon us, because they don't trust us to do the right thing, because they think too much of themselves and too little of us. I agree that the feeling of being micromanaged is terribly complex. We must do our work, but with someone breathing down our necks? We have our own pace. We have our own methods of doing something. But we must now do it under the critically watchful gaze of the micromanager. What it does is, it changes the task that we love otherwise into an unpleasant chore, and keeping it all bottled inside also stresses us up. The micromanagers, on the other hand, appear to think that they are doing us a favor, and they credit themselves of saving us from definite disaster. I know, for once, you, my generally critical listener, wants to tell me that I am right, right? Shefali, you're behaving quite like the megalomaniac micromanager that you're talking about. You think that you've got it all laid out neat and perfect? I definitely don't agree with your tepid description of someone who's being micromanaged. You haven't talked about the clenched fists, the tensed neck muscles, and the burning ears. You know the anger that I experience? It is pure hell. I almost feel like asking the micromanager to do the work instead. You are absolutely correct there. You caught me being, should I say, politically correct. You see, some of those listening could be micromanagers themselves. I must play the devil's advocate or the micromanager's advocate now. I think that they are driven by a desire for perfection and suffer from a lack of trust, and both result from their rather unique worldview, in which they consider themselves far superior to the lowlifes that they must delegate to. And they seriously believe that heavens would fall if they didn't handhold everyone else. After all, they consider themselves the chosen ones. Why are they like this? An excellent question. And the answer remains buried in their growing up years. And it is nearly impossible to change them. My dear spinning tops, our aim is to change our spin, not to change our terrain. So here are a few things you can try if you are being micromanaged. 1. Step back. Whatever you're doing, step back and politely request the micromanager to take over, and then watch them squirm. Don't tell anyone I said, but it is delightfully avenging. 2. Slow down. Do what they ask of you, but do it at the slowest possible pace. Why? It's their method. That is why. You are just learning. You're learning their method. It could irk them, but I feel it is not going to irk them enough to spoil your appraisal reports. However, it is enough to get them bored. 3. Show them down. Do as they ask you to do, then you do what you wanted to do. Then politely show them what you did and how their guidance helped you get there. They would know the truth, and trust me, people don't like being seen through. Other than that, all I can recommend is you humor them. Remind yourself that micromanagers are disturbed souls and that you are helping them by letting them amuse themselves at your expense. After all, how long can they linger about? That is all that I have to say. Repeating for you to remember. Step back. Slow down, show them down, humor them. Because if you don't, they'll get on your nerves. They'll make you angry and anxious. They'll destroy your desire to work, and they will stress you out. That is all for now, my dear listener. If you found this podcast interesting and useful, please follow, subscribe, rate, review, comment, and share. If you'd like to share your personal micromanagement woes, write to me. You can find me at shefalianand.com. Bye, and have a fabulous micromanager-free day ahead.